പലതരത്തിലുള്ള സ്കാമുകൾ ഓസ്ട്രേലിയയിൽ വ്യാപകമാണ്. ഓസ്ട്രേലിയൻ ടാക്സ് ഓഫീസിന്റെ പേരിലും കുടിയേറ്റകാര്യ വകുപ്പിന്റെ പേരിലുമൊക്കെയാണ് സാധാരണയായി സ്കാം ഇമെയിലുകളും ഫോൺ കോളുകളും മറ്റും ലഭിക്കുന്നത്. എന്നാൽ ഇതിൽ നിന്നും വ്യത്യസ്തമായ കുറച്ച് ഇമെയിലുകളാണ് മെൽബണിലെ ഒരു ഐ ടി റിക്രൂട്ടിംഗ് കമ്പനിയിലെ എച്ച് ആർ വിഭാഗത്തിൽ ജോലി ചെയ്യുന്ന മാൻഡി ബോസിന് ലഭിച്ചത്. ഓഫീസിൽ ബീഫ് കഴിക്കരുതെന്ന് ആവശ്യപ്പെട്ടുകൊണ്ടുള്ളതായിരുന്നു മാൻഡിക്ക് ലഭിച്ച ആദ്യ ഇമെയിൽ സന്ദേശം. പിന്നീട് കമ്പനിയിലേക്ക് നിയമനങ്ങൾ നടത്തുമ്പോൾ വിവേചനം കാണിക്കരുതെന്നും ഉയർന്ന ജാതിക്കാരായ ബ്രാഹ്മണരെ മാത്രമേ നിയമിക്കാവുള്ളൂ എന്നും താക്കീത് നൽകിക്കൊണ്ടായിരുന്നു പിന്നാലെ വന്ന മറ്റ് ഇമെയിലുകൾ. തുടർച്ചയായി ഔദ്യോഗിക ഇമെയിൽ ഐഡിയിലേക്ക് ലഭിച്ചുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുന്ന ഇത്തരം സന്ദേശങ്ങളെക്കുറിച്ച് ആശങ്ക പ്രകടിപ്പിച്ചിരിക്കുകയാണ് മാൻഡി.
It was like three different emails I got. Basically, one email was mentioning about not eating, like, you know, beef at the workplace and got to be more, like, you know, understanding Indians' nature and belief and, like, respect that. I think assuming that me as an Australian, they sent that email to me and they said we have, like, like we know people in immigration and we know where you guys were, I mean, work and where do you live. So it's not good to, like, you know, really disrespect the belief of, like, you know, any particular religion. So you are not supposed to eat beef. And they are warning me to advise my colleagues not to eat beef. And we all have to stay away from eating beef because it's like a sacred thing in India. And I should respect that. So I have to give respect to the Indian, like, values and cultures. Then I felt it was a funny email. I ignored it. And the second email which came was actually about, like, you know, not recruiting Indian applicants. So I was a little confused there because I'm basically Indian and all the technologies I work on, predominantly we come from subcontinent, like, you know, people. So there is no point in, like, having a question like that and it doesn't make any sense. So then I read the whole email. It said, like, you know, you have to start, like, you know, recruiting more Indian migrants and, like, Indian applications because we are more, like, you know, intellectually very great and also very skillful people than the other communities. So start, like, you know, recruiting and show more, like, an interest towards Indian applications. And if you don't, like, we know what to do and how to, like, you know, respond to that. And please don't make us to take, like, some serious measures on this. Try to ensure that you recruit only Indian applications. That was a bit annoying, actually, the way they have, like, you know, portrayed about Indian community and how they have to recruit people and things like that. So I forwarded that email to my IT department. And the final email really was worse than, like, all the two emails, which talks about, they said something about caste systems in Varna, which said, like, you know, you cannot recruit, like, you know, people from other castes. Because I'm a Brahmin, I want to, like, you know, work with Brahmin type of people. So I don't want to, like, you know, report any lower caste people. That really is an insult to me. So never recruit any, like, you know, Indians other than Brahmanas. So that was the third email, which was already also sent to my colleague, actually. And she's an Australian. She has no idea about what is Varna, what is caste. Even I don't know what is it all about. And we forwarded that email, and that's how I came to know through our IT department and through one of my friends. There's a serious scam going on. Try to instigate, like, you know, unwanted, like, you know, maybe a social threat or a kind of, like, you know, bad rumors about, like, an Indian community, how they're dealing and how they have to be dealt with. I didn't respond to those emails because sometimes it's better not to respond because technically any valid emails come through. Like, when we start responding, it gets a long, like, you know, threads, actually, email threads. And involves unwanted, like, you know, continuation of, like, you know, emails, which is not necessary at all. So just keeping that in mind, I didn't basically, like, you know, reply to this email.
Indian ennu thonikkuna ennal parichithamallatha perukalil ninnaanu ee emailukal ennu Mandy parayunu.
What they carry, it is all like perfect proper Indian names. Email ID is like doesn't have any first name, last name, nothing legit on that. It's more like they completely put alphabets. And they come from one particular server, like LFASCDHEIJ at ISC.com, something like that.
ഓസ്ട്രേലിയക്കാർക്കിടയിൽ ഇന്ത്യൻ സമൂഹത്തിന്റെ പ്രതിച്ഛായയ്ക്ക് മങ്ങലേൽപ്പിക്കാനുള്ള ശ്രമത്തിന്റെ ഭാഗമാണ് ഇത്തരം ഇമെയിലുകൾ എന്നാണ് മാൻഡിയുടെ അഭിപ്രായം.
Definitely to, like, you know, get a bad name and, like, you know, spoil the reputation of Indian people among the Australian community. You know, Indian community is, like, very big and we are, like, definitely placing ourselves in niche, like, you know, positions in different industries and having a good name in the market, and we're really culturally highly fit with the society. some people, those who don't are like really value us or like think we are not suitable, shouldn't grow in the society, is doing trying to do some scams, I think. Imagine I got this email. If the same email has gone to other recruiters who are from other communities and preferably from Australians, like, they might be thinking seriously coming from an Indian person, right? They may not be able to identify whether it is a scam or is a fake.
ബീഫ് കഴിക്കരുതെന്ന് ആവശ്യപ്പെട്ടുകൊണ്ട് ലഭിച്ച ആദ്യ ഇമെയിൽ ഒരു തമാശയായി തള്ളിക്കളഞ്ഞുവെങ്കിലും പിന്നീട് തുടർച്ചയായി ഇത്തരം ഇമെയിലുകൾ ലഭിച്ചതുകൊണ്ട് തന്നെ കമ്പനി അധികൃതരെ മാൻഡി വിവരം അറിയിക്കുകയും ചെയ്തു.
Actually, I've already forwarded the email to my IT department, and they said they have taken the preventive measures on that. If it's going to be a serious issue and it keeps coming, then they would like to take an action on that. And they said definitely we may not be getting any emails as such in the future, but just in case randomly if it reaches them, they want me to delete those emails, not to open and read it. Immediately they sent me an induction and training about like the phishing scam emails, what's happening and how like we are definitely like multicultural, how we value all the employees and nobody should go under such a stress actually, and no such thing happens. So they gave me special trainings to identify those kind of scams and not to entertain and encourage that. I haven't got emails for the last 10 days. Maybe they are like trying to prevent it and block it in the main server itself, I think.
ഇത്തരത്തിലുള്ള സന്ദേശങ്ങൾ മറ്റ് റിക്രൂട്ടിംഗ് കമ്പനികൾക്കോ വ്യക്തികൾക്കോ ലഭിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ടോ എന്ന് കണ്ടെത്താനുള്ള ശ്രമത്തിലാണ് മാൻഡി ഇപ്പോൾ.
The only email which came about the Varuna's cast, that was like, sent to my colleague also. She's Australian. But the other two emails just came to me. And randomly, I think one other recruiter from my company has got it, but I don't know the name of the person. So far, three of us got emails in my own company. I'm not sure in other companies how many people got the emails like that. I think there are some recruiters who would have got it and they would have ignored it, because it's going to be a big scam. Trust me, I'm telling you. This is happening for quite some time, but people are not noticing it. Unless until it affects something major, then people will take a note on that. Thanks for taking it to the community. It is very important. Yeah, somebody might come and say, yes, I got this email too.
ഇനിയും ഇതുപോലുള്ള ഇമെയിലുകൾ ലഭിച്ചാൽ പരാതിയുമായി മുൻപോട്ട് പോകാനാണ് ആലോചന.
SBS മലയാളം പരിപാടികൾ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ഇഷ്ടമായോ എങ്കിൽ ഫേസ്ബുക്കിൽ ഷെയർ ചെയ്യാൻ മറക്കരുത്.